This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Dairy farms in Wisconsin have become increasingly reliant on immigrant workers. Farmers say it's difficult to find U.S.-born workers to fill these jobs. As Alexandra Hall reports, fear and uncertainty caused by recent shifts in immigration policies are making the problem worse. The story is the next installment of our year-long series called State of Change, Water, Food, and the Future of Wisconsin.
26-year-old Rosa and her husband Manuel used to do the grocery shopping together. The couple would take the kids to Walmart and make a day of it. But lately, Manuel goes alone. Sitting in her kitchen on a dairy farm in Pepin County, Rosa says, imagine if immigration officers picked us up there. I'm scared they'll take my kids away.
Sí salimos, pero a menos que sea...
She says we do go out, but only if it's an emergency. Rosa and Manuel came to the U.S. to work on farms years ago. We're not using their real names because of their immigration status. They always planned on someday going back, but recent shifts in immigration policy by the Trump administration motivated them to set a date. In June, once their oldest son finishes out the school year, Rosa will get on a plane with the kids and Manuel will drive their car back across the border. According to a 2015 study by Texas A&M University, over half of workers on dairy farms in the United States are immigrants. In Wisconsin, as farms get bigger and the need for workers grows, so does their value to the industry. The uncertainty around immigration combined with an already fragile labor market has farmers worried.
I think we've been short two or three people for like a year. I mean, they're not coming here like they were.
Finding people and keeping them has gotten especially tough for dairy farmers like Nora Gillis. She co-owns a farm in Buffalo County.
There's everybody that I know is emailing or calling. Do you have anybody extra? Or I don't know if it's out of fear. It's just that there's less coming. And I mean, they'll drop you and go somewhere else for a little bit more money.
Guillermo Ramos started off here as a milker on Nora's farm shortly after crossing the border illegally in 1999. He's now the farm manager. He says he's seen farms in this area grow with undocumented labor. And now workers like him are living in fear that they won't be able to stay. He says people say that immigrants like me have stolen jobs from people here, but in 17 years, I have never seen a person who was born here come and say to my boss, you know what, I'm looking for a job, I want to milk cows. Researchers from Texas A&M predict that if immigrants were suddenly gone, retail milk prices would nearly double. And that's a big deal for Wisconsin, which is the number one state for cheese in the country, number two for milk. Here's farmer John Rosenow.
If ICE came in here and checked my employees and found that they were undocumented, and those 10 people left, my next option, of course, is to try to find a market for my cows and sell out. And I wouldn't be able to farm anymore.
Rosenow says he knows at least one farmer who's considering selling his cows now while there's still a market for them. And he says shutting down means American workers would also be out of a job.
Before the election, there was a lot of discussion. Everybody was concerned about immigration reform, but most of the farmers that I talked to, I can't vote for Hillary. And I don't like Trump. And now that Trump's elected, they say that they have hope. And that he didn't really mean what he said. And so we'll see.
Meanwhile, Nora Gillis urges her employees to do the same.
Don't freak. I mean, all you can do is just see what's going to happen. You know, don't jump the gun. You just can't. You just have to have faith that it'll work out. And don't leave. Let's see what's going to happen here.
Alexandra Hall, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.